Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Now, what I'm seeing a little bit, because Darnold is going to draw the most. Is that fair if we did
course.
A poll?
Quarterback always will.
If your former show, the percentage of blame, or I forget what they called it, Darnold to the masses would get the most. Now, I saw Orlovsky and Stephen A. going at it, and Stephen A. flaming like he does, better than anybody, just crushing Darnold, and Orlovsky trying to rise above and saying, I put him fourth or fifth on the problems I had with the Vikings last night. He put KOC above Darnold. He put the offensive line above Darnold. Nate Tice, who's another smart video guy. Yes, Mike's son, but he's way past that. He's very well respected. He tweeted this out earlier. I would say one of the six sacks that he's reviewed so far was on Sam Darnold. I'm not taking the offensive line off the hook in any way. I saw a stat today where Cam Robinson, who turned out to be a nice pickup, but he's not Christian Darrisaw in any way, he allowed 21 pressures the last two games. So when O'Connell last night is talking about, we just have to change the interior offensive line, which is pretty bold for O'Connell.
Yeah.
Zimmer would say something like that every day. But O'Connell, that's about as direct as O'Connell has been publicly.
Yeah, he's right.
He's 100% right, and it's been an issue for years. Now, whether they're really going to do it, I don't know, because Bradbury's just Bradbury. Like, if you had two good guards around Bradbury, I think he survives. They never have two good guards around him. Dalton Risner seems like a great, likable guy.
It's not Randall McDaniel.
No. No. No, he's not. And now there's Blake Brandel. So, yeah, offensive line. But I have eyes. I threw the It's a Ball tremendously as a kid. Sam Darnold was holding on the ball way too much. We know that.
Yeah, Aikman was all over it last night. Constantly pointing out, take a step up here, slide over there. You don't have to tuck it and run and then realize you've got nowhere to go. Just slide. Just move a little bit.
He did plenty of that early in the year.
Mm-hmm.
How many times would he move around in the pocket and why so many of us and people way more knowledgeable than me or you would say, maybe not you, he's keeping his head and eyes downfield. How many throws have we talked about? The Seattle throws, the San Francisco throws, all those games where he's just moving in the pocket and you think, okay, he's just going to head down and run. No. Finds Addison, finds Hockenson, finds Jefferson. He was not prepared for that the last two games. He was sped up instantly in the Detroit game. Because when people say, well, the blitzing got to him, I'll argue that, yeah, eventually. But he was overthrowing people right from the start. And then if he was going to settle down, The blitzing never allowed him to settle down. And last night, when the Rams had the first drive, Matthew Stafford looked like who he is, a Hall of Fame quarterback who still has his juice. How many great throws did Stafford make last night?
He was good.
I thought he was great. And by the way, the pressure from the Vikings last night? Below meh, right? How many meh? I didn't think. Did you?
Yeah, well, they get two sacks?
Maybe. I can think of Van Ginkle for sure.
I believe it was two. I'm pretty sure it was two. I can look back.
But
yeah, you need to do a little better than that, certainly.
Oh, I think more better. I think it's more than a little. You know, I think the offense deserves more heat. And I'll still say for three quarters last week, the defense against Detroit was very good. They collapsed in the fourth, and I don't bother. They weren't up to their standard last night. Is that fair?
No, not the standard that they've set for themselves.
That's it, right? But Darnold, where there, it was either after the Green Bay game, yes, we're eventually going to franchise him more. Of course we're franchising. That's where we were. And then he fell so far, so fast, it seems impossible now. Is it impossible? 0 to 10, the likelihood Sam Darnold is on this team. 0, no chance. 10 is a lock. Right now, it's the fumes of disgust are still out there. I'm going to say it still might be a 1.
I was going to go 2.
Okay. Because his market may have crashed. I mean, it was Baker. It was 4 years, 160. And now I don't think he gets, although free agency shocks us all the time.
Oh, yeah. There will be plenty of money out there. He'll be fine.
So I said to Patrick, 1 year, $20 million. Do you think he's going to get more than that? Do you think he's a multi-year?
I could see a 2 to 3 year.
But again, with the NFL contracts, they're so phony.
Exactly.
Because
yeah, it's not going to be 2 to 3 year guaranteed Kirk style.
Yeah. They announced 3, but really the only year guaranteed.
But, I mean, I shouldn't say it won't be.
What would you
kind of need to do that now if you want a free agent quarterback that is at least in a little bit of demand? You have to offer that financial security.
The smarter and obvious thing seems to be, by far today, I wish I had my keys, I'd throw them. Here you go, JJ. It's your team. However, most rookie quarterbacks struggle a lot the first year.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Marino's a rarity. C.J. Stroud is a rarity. Bo Nix is a rarity. I think the Vikings would absolutely take Bo Nix's play for J.J. next year. Now, eventually they want him to play better, but what would your number be where if the market is so awful for Darnold? Would you give him 1 year, $15 million?
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes.
And then tell him he's the best. And then you tell him you're going to fight for the job?
I'd say you're the starter going in. Just because, like you said, we don't know what JJ has yet. But I'd say you're the starter going in, but that is, you know, it's certainly not guaranteed.
But if they can get Daniel Jones for 1 year, $6 million. And right now,
then I would go JJ and Daniel Jones and let's spend some money on that interior O-line, Kevin.
Which is going to happen, right? That's the way. Okay, so Sam, offensive line. Let's get to KOC.
Mm-hmm.
Again, as I said before the break, by far his three biggest games. He's 0-3, and I think he's a very good coach. Not sure we should put him in the Hall of Fame quite yet, but
Ring of Honor.
Against the Giants 2 years ago, and it was way more on their defense because the Giants
still the head coach.
That's right. Giants didn't punt. He's still the head coach. That's exactly right. When he's getting credit this year, he's getting credit for the defense too, right? So they lose that game to a team that they made look way better than they were. That Giants team, not that good. Made Daniel Jones a lot of money. Then this year, go to Detroit, number one seed. Get boat raced. And then just get run over last night. And within the game, the dumbest decision, to me it's indefensible, is when they didn't punt. It's fourth and two, 130 left, 132 to be precise.
Midfield.
Midfield. You're down 17-3, and it feels like you're down 500-0. You punt the ball. The Rams have, I forget, did they have one timeout left or none?
Because I think they had one.
They were taking timeouts like P.J. Fleck in the first quarter. And he goes for it on fourth and two. And what does he do? Another slow-developing Sam Darnold play, and guess what happens? He's sacked. And then they go down in like four plays, and it's 24-3. Punt the bleeping ball.
I had a problem with the play call. I did not have a problem with going for it. Because as you said, it already felt like you were down 500-3.
But you weren't. You're down two scores and you get the ball first.
There's no guarantee your defense is stopping the Rams, even if they're backed up to their 10-yard line with a minute 20 left. You've shown nothing on defense so far to stop those guys.
I couldn't disagree more. I thought it was indefensible.
I think it was, we need 2 yards right now or this game is done already.
It's not done already. They're down two touchdowns with 30 minutes to go. They're right in the game, but then it's solely deflating. Then how does he not call a play with 35 seconds on the clock ending the third quarter when you're down 27-9? Were they ordering pizza? Idiocy.
I think they did a great job. Which team won the second half, Chad?
Yeah, thank you.
6-3.
Jim Brewster. Then when, it's basically over, but miracles can happen when they're running the ball late and they're going in the huddle. What are you doing?
Well, you don't want to do what the other team's going to expect you to do.
Like try?
Like that? I was going to just say, you know, they think you're going to throw the ball. Why not zig?
Establish the run for next September. And then the officials. I get it. Passes don't happen with your head down. Okay? And you're basically bracing yourself for a plane crash. But he flips the ball forward to Puka, who's right there. That's a pass. It's going forward.
Yes.
It's technically a pass, right?
By the letter of the law. But even the Mannings were like, all right, we love ourselves some quarterbacks, but come on, come on.
And that's, but the smarter guy, Belichick, right away say, guess what?
Oh,
they're going to call it incomplete.
Yes, he was right because he knows the letter of the law. But, I mean, come on. It's kind of like porn with the Supreme Court. Can we define a pass in the rules? Maybe not, but we know what it is when we see it.
And that was pass. To me, that was a pass.
No, it was not.
Okay.
When if your head's between your legs,
okay,
that's not a pass.
That's the problem where you've got me. But when a receiver comes in motion and the quarterback's in the gun and he catches it and he flips it forward to the receiver, that's a pass. That's
sure, because his head's up and he's actually throwing it to the receiver.
Show me the rule where it says the head has to be at what angle.
What did I tell you? I said by the letter of the law, you are correct. The law needs to be, and believe me, this is fraught with all sorts of peril.
Oh my God.
But referees, you decide. Was he actually trying to throw it to somebody or not?
No, he's trying to get away with it. And he used the rules to his advantage. We'll read some texts and talk to Jason when we come back.